Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super excited that you have joined me on this magical today. And today, I thought I would talk a little bit about the magic of ourselves, the magic of our bodies, and how we have the capability to heal ourselves. In any given moment, healing happens instantaneously, and this is why. The body only goes out of balance if there is a message for us, if there is something for us to learn. The body acts as a messenger. It is our last resort to get the message, because first, the message will come to our mind, to our emotions, to our feelings. Oftentimes, we ignore it. And when we ignore it long enough, it has to come to the body because we must get this message. It's imperative to our soul growth, our soul's evolution. Before we came into this life, we had a plan. And that plan was to learn certain lessons. And so we set up different events in our life so that we could learn these lessons. And oftentimes, these things that we're attempting to learn are hurtful and they cause us all sorts of distress and imbalance because we don't understand them. We don't understand what it is that we're supposed to learn. And we often see it from a human perspective. We see it from a victim perspective a lot of times. And we think that the things that are happening to us. And they're never happening to us. It's all happening for us. So whenever the body is out of balance, this is also happening for us so that we can get the message. It's the last attempt for us to get the message. We have to get the message because it is our soul's plan along the grander journey. And so anytime the body feels a sign, a symptom, an illness, a disease, it is because there is a message that needs to be received. And when I do my QHHT sessions with different clients, I always ask for the higher self to do a scan over the body and look it over and let us know if there's anything that needs our attention. And each and every time, the different things that come through for clients are very similar pertaining to the different parts of the body. The one thing I notice on a regular basis is that when there is multiple things happening in the body, it usually is because of one overarching theme. Always back to what is in one is in the whole. Because if we don't get it in the message in one part of the body, then the message continues to another part of the body. The body will always do this. And the body is an incredibly miraculous machine. Think about how incredibly miraculous the body is. We were all formed from two tiny little cells that came together and divided and perfectly closed up its little tube and made us symmetrical and all of our organs in the right places so that we could survive, all from two little cells. And where does that information come from? This information is magically divine, and this information is within every single cell in our being. It just knows what to do. We don't have to tell the cells what to do to make a human body. We need to just leave them alone and let them do what they know how to do. So we need to look at our bodies in this way. We need to get out of our own way and let the cells of the body do what they know how to do. And the way we get out of our own way is to bring ourselves back into balance, to get away from these negative thought forms and emotions that are bringing us down. And all it takes is a different perspective on that situation, on that experience, on why you went through it in the first place. And this is why I love doing the work that I do, because through these sessions, people are able to get this different perspective. They're able to learn, oh, this is why I went through what I went through. And not only that, but it was planned. This was all part of the plan. One of the biggest things that I see on a regular basis is people taking on the responsibility of things that have happened to others, others' journeys. People taking on this responsibility on themselves, like they had any control over it at all. Each and every time, no matter what the client says to me in our pre-interview, usually they're feeling victimized and burdened. And when we go into the session, their higher self is always telling them, this is not your responsibility. This is not your burden to carry. Let it go. Don't carry it anymore. It is weighing you down. And this weight will fall in different areas of the body. So I want to get into the different areas of the body and how the body talks to us, because there are so many similarities in what the body is trying to tell us, and it's pretty easy to figure out. While the body talks to us, we can also talk to the body, and that's also very easy to do. All we do is get in a nice, quiet place, take a few deep breaths, and ask the body a question. What are you trying to tell me? What am I supposed to be learning from this? What can I learn from this? What is the message here? What does this part of the body do? Because the higher self gives us these messages that are literal, literally literal. And so if your feet are moving you forward and walking you through life and you have a problem with your feet, it's because you're not moving forward or walking through life along the path that you had designed for yourself. It's all very literal. So let's start at the head. Anytime I see somebody that has headaches, the higher self will always tell them, you are overthinking, you are worrying too much. Stop it. Let it all go. It is not in your hands. It is not under your control, nor is it your responsibility. You cannot control it. Let it go. Know that you are safe. You are always safe. This is a very, very big one. So many of us are trying to keep ourselves safe. And in that fear of keeping ourselves safe, we're doing a lot of damage to the body through this energetic imbalance. So oftentimes, I said I was going to start with the head, but now I'm tangenting, and that's okay. Oftentimes, when we're trying to protect ourselves and keep ourselves safe, this is when we will put on weight. Every single person that comes in that is asking questions about their weight and why they are over their normal weight for them, why they're carrying this weight and why they can't seem to get it off, it's because they're protecting themselves, because they don't feel safe. And ask yourself this question, if this is you, if you feel like you are carrying extra weight. The extra weight is there because you feel unsafe in a certain situation. Whatever that situation is for you is going to be individual. Please know your higher self is there, always there. You are never alone. You are always safe. Every single client is told this. You are always safe. And what we're doing when we're putting this wall of protection around us, we're actually walling ourselves off from having the experience that we came here to have. We don't need to protect ourselves in this way, because, as many of my clients are told, the only protection that is necessary is love. Seeing yourself as love, seeing the world around you and every being in it as love, knowing that you are loved, you are love, and you are so very loved. This is your protection. This is the only protection you will ever need. No harm can come to us when we are filled with this acknowledgement and this belief that we are the light. Now that is a consistent theme in almost all of my sessions. In one way or another, the clients are shown that they are beings of light. Just like each and every single one of us here, we are incredibly powerful beings of light. We are filled with magic. Each and every single cell is made from creation, made from the great central sun, filled with infinite possibility, infinite love. And so what about us makes us feel that we are unworthy? And with that type of love and that type of connection, how can we ever feel unsafe? When we get to this understanding and this belief, we can walk around this world knowing we are safe, we are guided, we are never alone. And that is the truth. Every single person is told this. No matter how alone they feel, how unsafe they feel, how unworthy, how unloved, every single person is told this because it is true for every single one of us. And there is not a single one of us who is more or less worthy than another. Not a single one of us is special, by the way. We are all special. Every single cell in this creation is special and necessary and has its job. And none of it is more, less, or worthy than the other. So, back to the body. Now, from the head and the overwary, most clients are told, meditate. Just meditate. This is a number one recommendation. Meditate, meditate, meditate. This is how you can stop your overwary overthinking. You can retrain your brain to get quiet and stop with that hamster wheel. You can train yourself to refocus and breathe. And that just takes a little practice. It takes that first step, and then the second step, and then the third step. And then before you know it, you have a beautiful practice and you forgot what that stress felt like. The beautiful thing about us humans is that we forget pain. We have a remembrance of it. Like, we know the concept, it happened, yes, but we don't actually remember it to put ourselves in it. So we get to forget. I always joke that this is why we have multiple babies, because we forget why or how it felt going through it. And so we allow ourselves to do that again. All right. Down to, let's talk about the throat. The throat, most clients are told that this is not speaking up, not speaking your truth, and for different reasons for different people. Sometimes people aren't speaking their truth because of the opinions of others and how they feel it's going to be perceived, or they're worried about hurting another's feelings. And so they hold themselves back either in their speech and or in their journey because of this. And when the throat gets blocked, there's all sorts of things that can happen there, but a lot of times it's a thyroid issue. And so if this rings true to you, it is time to speak up. Allow yourself to speak your truth. You're not going to hurt anyone's feelings by being in your own truth. It is okay for each and every one of us to live as an individual and have our own truths and speak up for ourselves and say, this is my boundary, this is what's okay for me, and this is what's not okay for me. Or this is how I feel about that, and I'm not okay with this, and I'm yes, okay with that. Each one of us has to speak up for ourselves. It's extremely, extremely important. Going down to the heart, oh, this is when we've suffered a good amount of heartache, obviously, in our lives, and we don't want to get hurt again. We wall ourselves off, and we think that by doing this, we are protecting ourselves, protecting our heart. What we're doing is ultimately not allowing this loving flow. When you have a wall, that means the in and out both ways doesn't happen as easily. And so many clients are told to allow the flow. This energy is always here, and we have to allow it in. This allowance is a very, very big deal. Many of us are not allowing this energy in, allowing it to flow, allowing it to be recognized within our own selves. And here too, when we feel like we have been hurt so tremendously, we feel that we are unloved. Again, we already discussed this. This is never the case. Never, ever the case. No matter what type of parents you had, what your life situations have been, what your relationships have been like, there is not a single one of us here who is not loved. We are all so very loved. This is a main thing that comes through from many, many clients. Down to the stomach and the gut. Here is where we hold a lot of emotions. We tend to stuff our guilt. We tend to stuff all of that stuff that we don't really want to deal with right there in our belly. And so that's something there that many people will feel, you know, different digestive disturbances. Again, this is about flow and about letting it go. If there is guilt about another or something that we have personally done, then we know that we have no control over that other's journey to let that go. If it's something that we did, then it's time to learn to forgive ourselves. It's done. We've learned. We can't redo it. We're moving on. That burden, that guilt is only weighing us down. And maybe that thing happened because we came to learn self-forgiveness. It's not an easy thing to learn, and only the highest evolved of souls are choosing to learn these lessons. So, learn it. Let's learn it. Every single thing that we've done that we feel awful for, that we carry guilt or shame or burden about, forgive ourselves for. It was in the past. We did not know any better. And so we can forgive ourselves. And now that we do know better, we know that we wouldn't do that again. And that's enough. That's enough. We can let it go and move forward. No one is damning us. Our higher selves never damn us. They never scold us for stuff like this, ever. They say, it's okay. Everything is always okay. It's done. It's in the past. Let it go. Now going down to the hips and the knees and the feet, this is all about carrying too much responsibility, not being able to move forward for one reason or another. A lot of times we carry too much weight when we're protecting ourselves out of fear, and that will then affect our hips, our knees, our feet. They say that a lot because, again, what's in one is in the whole. And so maybe this started up higher and then it moved lower. Or if it started lower, then it can just be this fear of moving forward, fear of starting something new, not letting the past be the past. And like I said, there's different things for different people, whatever it means to you. And so talk to your body. Whatever part of your body is trying to talk to you, talk to it. Ask it, what are you trying to tell me? What do you do, part of the body? What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think about what that part of the body does? And then continue to ask it more questions. You will get your answer because all of the answers are within us always. They might be kind of deep down there, but they are there. And the ability to get to those answers just requires stillness, breathing, meditation, just getting quiet for a moment and trusting the very first thing that comes. One of the biggest pieces of advice that the higher self wants to give clients is trust yourself. You have the answers. And the other remedy for a lot of the things that are going on within the body, because a lot of it, the main reason is we're not loving ourselves enough. And so taking these self-care practices, taking a moment to take a bath, take a walk, take time for meditation. These are the little things that we can do to care for ourselves that will allow us to love ourselves more. I think that's it for me today, everyone. I love you all so much. I'm going to leave you with this song by Nako and Medicine for the People, Budding Trees. Until next time, I love you all.
Yeah, four, actually. Okay, so I kind of want to tell the story of this song. It started off as a dream or a walk we went in the woods.
In the moon of the budding trees, I was gifted new eyes to see all of the shifting shape and ways you can be. Wake the dreams into realities. Wake the dreams into realities. Sunset diamonds trickle down our cheeks. The language of no words is how we speak. Pachamama spinning firelight, and a little bear singing by the fireside. Out of the city we threw wind on our necks. Check, that's us whistling up on your neck. Moonlit diamonds sparkle in my mouth. Feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. Feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. So tap me out and tap me into you. You're my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Shit in the morning commute. Coastal quiver on a quest to the dunes. Sandy toes and bottomless curves of the moon. Heavy lifting for Pele's children. Hand of the goddess soaking cliffs keep building. Plate is full but appetite has dwindled. I feel little sick so I keep the fire kindled. You, the pillar, steadfast light of bravery, and I, the dimly burning candle, still shaking. Riddle fear, quiver my bones so easy. Well, you're the guru now, so visualize healing. Yeah, you're the guru now, so visualize leaving. Let her go, for she can no longer feed you. And many children need that monarch creature. Just barely missed you, I was finally ready. But you were long gone, too much heavy history. Yeah, you were long gone, too much heavy history. Let go of blame, that shit will never serve me. Bless other men, investigate your mystery. So, tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Through the woods, it catches to my head. She crawls behind my ear and whispers secrets. Dragonfly was by and sings and now teaching. Yeah, dragonfly was by and sings and now teaching. Fork on the trail, I watch your head up Mauka. I turn my car and whisper, thank you, sister. Edge of the west where water touches land. You are the east with folded maps in hand. Time to increase my frequency. Hands of light and body wild fox medicine, but keep me here in this wild present tense. Fully supported on new love of our chest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. So tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps.
Made this song about it. So it was like it went from like dream world to drawing to writing to life to music. Dun da da da.